Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love Him. I love His ways, I love His will, and I love His people. Years ago, I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. I saw that the love of God, when I walked in love, it really pleased God. And I love God. I wanted to do things that please Him. And when I almost got in a fight one day, and I got down to my lowest limb, and I talk about this often on these broadcasts, but for the sake of those who may not have heard this testimony, I'll do it one more time. I was at work, he was aggravating me, and years later I realized he was testing me to see if I was what I said I was. You know, they found out I was a preacher. I didn't tell them at first. I didn't even tell them I was a Christian. I let people figure it out. I've always done that. Because I study people. I like to read people and see what's going on with them. People, they act a certain way around preachers. I want them to be themselves. You know, there's some kind of strategy about everything I do. But nevertheless, eventually they found out. So he tested me. They found out I was a preacher. He did things. He didn't say he did this. He was about 20 years older than I was. And he wanted to see if I was sincere, I think. That's what I think. Nevertheless, back then I didn't know. I was just responding to the way he was acting. And I didn't want to fight him, and I wanted to represent Christ. But at my lowest point, I wasn't strong enough to do any better on my own. The Lord spoke a word to me and He gave me strength. He said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And it strengthened me. Now, this is my first reference that the word can strengthen you. Just like when Daniel collapsed in the presence of angels. The angel that looked like a man, he kept falling out until the one that looked like a man touched him. And then he had strength to stand and reason and talk with the angel and receive the information he needed that he was desperately praying for. So, when this happened, I said, Lord, I almost lost it. Now this was, after all this, it amazed me, right? Backing up a little bit. When he said everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil, it quieted my spirit. I was all right. I was strengthened. And I said, man, look, I'm going to go buy us a drink. We're going to talk about it. Now, a crowd had gathered. This was brewing. This didn't just happen in a few moments. It was brewing. It took a while. All the mechanics came outside to watch this fight. But they thought they were going to see a fight. I thought they were going to see a fight. And Slim thought they were going to see a fight. That was his nickname. Nevertheless, when the Lord spoke that, I said, everlasting love. The Lord said, everlasting love. Love man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. I said, I'm going to go buy us a drink. We're going to talk about it. And we did. And everybody's countenance changed at the same time. And later on that day, I said, Lord, you did something. You strengthened me when I was at my weakest point. I said, teach me how to love your people. Because I knew that something else was going to happen just like that moment. Somebody else was going to do something and it was going to strike me the wrong way. And I was going to do what I used to do. Because I grew up, we had mini bikes. And older guys would try to take a mini bike. And if they did, they'd ride all your gas out. And you had to push that thing home. So when I was in elementary school, around the 7th or 8th grade, I started fighting. I stopped taking it, I started fighting. And when you do something like that, that becomes your way of life. I didn't ever want to fight nobody, but I would do it if I needed to. Now, and I still will. I'm not a coward. It doesn't bother me to fight, but I fight God's way now. I'm here to represent Him, not me. So I asked the Lord, how do I get rid of, how do I love your people? Because I wanted to live according to his standards. I knew that something else would, like that would happen. And he started teaching me things. Now, as I learned whatever he taught me about the love of God, now this went on for a while. He taught me things about people. He taught me things that they go through, things that shape them. And I paid attention. As I practiced these things, he gave me greater revelation. And the more I sought him about loving people, the more the revelation he gave me. He graced me with great revelation over the years. And the more I sought him how to love his people, the more revelation. That's why I say, when you walk in love, everything works. It changes everything. Your focus is pure. You know, in the earlier broadcast of this week, I shared how love, perfect love casts out fear. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. How can you pay attention to the Holy Spirit? How can you pay attention to the Lord and receive his words? You're going to begin to see the traps where they are. If your enemy goes out in the field and plant traps, dig ditches, and put grass over it, and you can't see them. But let's say the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and you see the traps where they are. You see that the grass don't look right in this spot. You see the spikes sticking up. You see things that you normally wouldn't see. And then you realize why it happened. You got an enemy. And so just like you have an enemy, everybody has an enemy. Satan is against everybody. Even the people that he uses to aggravate your life. He's active. You can turn Satan off if you win the battle within. If you're willing to follow God and walk in love, you can tell Satan you can't tempt me to do them evil, and you can't tempt them to do me evil. You can stop him. He's stoppable. He's not all powerful. He is just a con artist. That's all he is, an illusionist. He deals with how things look. And if you follow God, you can always overcome him. He's not like he say he is. He's like a proud man. They are sometimes dumb as a rock compared to those who love God. Because when you follow God, my friend, you changed everything. When you pay attention to the Lord, his strength becomes yours. When you get his strategy becomes yours. When you do his word, his success becomes yours. And great spiritual wealth gets on your life. And you become anointable. And when you're anointable, when he graces you with an anointing, now you have his ability. His ability becomes yours in that area of life. So whatever you're anointed to do, like I love to give the example of Samson. He was anointed to fight. Gideon was also anointed to fight and judge. They were judges. Samson was anointed. He had like a soldier's anointing. He could judge and he could win by himself. Gideon could muster men, and the Lord helped him select the best and avenged Israel with 300 men so that they couldn't go back and say that they did it by their might because their hearts were so hard. Now, if you want to see the great revival and be part of it, you can't do it by yourself. You're going to have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. not just seeking him so you can be in the revival. This is a way of life. You got to get the way of life down first. You got to win the battle with him. You got to become peerless, observant of the Lord. And this is why people fail. This is why they go so far and stop. And they can't go any further until they go and the only way I know to do this is to yield to the Lord, give way to him. Let him give you your strategies. People trying to come up with strategies, you're wasting time. But all you have to really do is listen and learn what the Holy Spirit has to say. Follow him. Seek him out. And learn from him. Yield to him. Take authority over the situations by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I saw my weak spot. I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And then he gave me revelation. I didn't know that the revelation would cause people to act jealous against me. And I talked about it yesterday, and I thought about something. I don't want to come across like I'm nitpicking at people. It took me years to figure out what was going on. People I greatly respected acted this way. Now the Lord taught me how to love his people, and I love them. But I want you to understand, there's nobody on the face of this earth that I have any animosity against. The reason I brought it up is because you're going to run into it. If you learn from the Lord and go in his presence and seek his face and speak his word and live the life that he gave you, you live in his life, you're going to receive his success and you're going to receive his strategy. All his strategy becomes yours and you're going to work it. And it will make people jealous of you. You'll see Cain jealousy rise up in people that you wouldn't expect. Or people will be puzzled. They'll wonder, how did you learn this? How did you know this? How come I can't do that? These are the thoughts of their countenance that you can see. And they get distracted by you instead of receiving the word. Now, anybody that go in God's presence, this can happen to them. The wisdom of God will roll under you. It'll come to you. The Holy Spirit will supply you. If you can handle it, he'll give it to you. And sometimes it happens with young people, old people, people on YouTube. They have some of the best dreams I ever heard. And anybody that continually go in that Lord's presence, They become outstanding people, like David. It's everybody can do it. This is something that every child of God can do. Every child of God, if they want to. God is not limited to that age. He can teach you. He can cause you to say things beyond you. And that's one revelation. People are so used to people not doing this that when people do it, they become outstanding. And the Lord told me point blank one day, one Sunday afternoon, he said, many men are going to be jealous of you. But guess what? I love them. I'm not offended. And I thought about it yesterday after the broadcast. I said, I got to let people know I'm not offended at people. These are the things that I run into, and you're going to run into it as well. So the Holy Spirit put on my heart to share this the way he did. And a lot of people they drew back from following God because of the way the responses they run into. When you give people the revelation of God, some people receive it gladly, and they're usually strangers that don't know you. But people that know you, it's a greater challenge for some reason. I guess because people evaluate themselves. Now, one of the scriptures said that when people compare themselves against other people, that's not wise, and it's not. It causes problems. It hinders them from receiving from God. Now, because of your relationship with the Lord and your makeup and the, But I mean by makeup, the way God made you and the creative abilities in you. Remember, we were designed to live forever. And there are qualities in us, deep in us, that will come to the surface as we need them forever. So some people have qualities, they were born with them. And then when they get saved, things are activated. And the Holy Spirit can relate some things that to you that he can't with others. Even people that's further along in ministry. And people, what people expect, they expect, well, I went to school, I'm supposed to know more. I took time and studied. See, every minister don't go to school. That's not neither here nor there, but training. Sometimes we look at our training and we think that we're going to be able to give answers and we don't expect to receive them. But you can't do that with people of God, because people may ask the Lord a question and the Lord may answer them. And one of his answers can blow your education out of the water. You know, God can say one thing and get you on track, and it will help you win. Just like when I asked the Lord I asked him his definition of the word virtue, and it changed my life more than any other definition. He said virtue, the Holy Spirit, mean, not the Hebrew and Greek, the Holy Spirit said that word virtue meant the amount of God's word in your heart. So now, when the woman touched the hem of his garment, Jesus' garment, and virtue went out of it, and he felt it, and she got healed, he said, "Who touched me?" It was noticeable. Virtue went out of it. What is this, Lord? That's the amount of God's word in your heart. Something was, he felt something subtract. Her faith pulled it away. And then in 2 Peter said, add to your faith virtue. Lord, what is this? It's the same thing. So, when I fill my heart with God's word, I have his power. His power becomes mine. And I have the strength to do things that I normally couldn't do as a mere man. And it opens the door for me to learn as I practice. See, when you obey the word of God, it operates in your life. And this will puzzle anybody. And people may respond in a way you don't expect. Sometimes it may not have been jealousy, it may have been people being surprised. But they did act embarrassed. And that's not what my intent. It's just like walking into the glory of God. When you go in God's presence, the lights are on. You see yourself as you are. When the lights are on, you see things you didn't see before. And I know that people didn't see Cain. Jealousy can happen, and you didn't know it was there. And then you have to go deal with it. And which, you know, if I would get embarrassed, I would deal with things that ain't right. Like I almost got in a fight. I was embarrassed against what I had done. The thought to fight and cuss somebody out. But before I said any words, and before I was so angry, I would have cussed him out and fought him. And I didn't act like that until I didn't have no strength. So it was important. I said, I got to deal with this. And the Lord helped me. Now, as you go forward in life, before things go south, go in his presence and he'll make things plain as day. But there's no offense. I understood. I knew to love people, and that helped me not be offended. But I also desired to know how to carry myself. And you know, I learned something else doing this. If you fill your heart with the word of God, things that ain't right will fall off your life. You'll see it for what it is, and you just won't do it. If you want to quit stealing, fill your heart with the love of God and your desire to steal will be gone. Just like my desire to fight, it was gone. And compared to when the love of God was up front and personal, the fight was gone. And I had strength. And then I came back to reason. But the key for that from happening, I asked the Lord to teach me how to love people. And I grew. And people that know me now, they say, I can't see you fighting nobody. They just don't know. But my old friends know. They saw both extremes. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly and deeply loves you. And he loves everybody just like he loves you. And that's encouraging to help you love others. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.